Anika Fields, the director of Florida A&M University's Office of Counseling Services, is thankful her campus has seen no recent student suicides. She also knows that could change at any time.
I don't think that a lot of people know, especially lay people know, that suicide is the third leading cause of death among youth in Florida. And if it's the third leading cause, then definitely we need to be doing as much as possible to prevent that.
Mary Bowers is with NAMI Tallahassee and that organization's loss team for suicide survivors. She also lost her grown daughter, Brooke, to suicide.
Well, we know that 90% of the people who do kill themselves have a mental illness. There's so much attention paid to other things, and I think finally people are realizing that more people die by suicide than homicide, than breast cancer, than motor vehicle accident, than HIV. So we're finally getting the courage, I think, to talk about it.
Meg Young, the director of behavior health at Capital Regional Medical Center, says it's both professionals and everyday people who are on the front lines of the fight against suicide.
There's a national suicide hotline. Their number is 800-273-8255. But they can also talk to their friends and neighbors, and maybe they can point them in the right direction. And that's why we're hoping to get word out to the community. So if somebody does come talk to you, you know where to go get help.
Which, says the center's outreach director, Kelly Mercer, is the purpose of the Community Suicide Prevention Forum on Thursday, January 25th.
We partner with a nonprofit called the Jason Foundation of Hendersonville, Tennessee. It was founded by a gentleman named Clark Flatt, whose son was Jason. Jason died by suicide when he was 16 years old, and 3 months after his death, his father formed the Jason Foundation.
Clark Flatt himself will speak at the event. NAMI's Mary Bowers hopes anyone who deals with young people will consider attending.
Since Jason Foundation really is targeted more to the youth program, we're hoping that the PTAs and the teachers and the principals and all the parents will realize that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
FAMU's Anika Field says one never knows when the information shared during that happening could become a literal lifesaver.
You might get a student who wants to talk to someone who doesn't want her to come to the counseling center and may want to talk to a faculty person who doesn't know what to say or how to say it. And we don't want that to be. We want them to know what to say, what to do at that time.
Because, as Capital Regional's Meg Young stresses, so many children, teenagers, and young adults are living so close to the edge.
The statistics are around that 1 in 4 students say that they're depressed and feel like killing themselves if nothing changes and is different. They have these pressures, and if they're feeling alone, and that's their perception, and then there's no way out.
The hospital's Kelly Mercer says the event is just weeks away.
It's January the 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Florida A&M University Grand Ballroom, located at 1925 South Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Doors open at 5:30. We will have some light refreshments served. We're hoping to get a great crowd of folks to come out and support the event and learn more about, again, warning signs and what resources are here, right here in our community to help out your friends and family and loved ones.
There's no charge to attend. If you'd like to go, check out the online version of this story at WFSU.org for the RSVP phone number. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.